Sam Van Ginkle, defensive end from Northwestern, is the defensive player of the week. A GPAC and school record 4 sacks in that Red Raiders win over Midland 41-0. Jared Amundson, the kicker from Morningside, takes the special teams honor this week. He had a 33-yard field goal in the win against Dakota Westland. He's also made good on 26 straight PATs and has 71 points on the year as Morningside moved to 6-0 in conference play. That's a look at last week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming up after the break, we will preview this first Saturday of football in November, the GPAC Football Saturday Report. We'll continue right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled 641 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes and 164 NAIA Scholar Teams. Since the league began in 2000, the GPAC has claimed 23-team NAIA National Championships. For more information about the GPAC, visit our website at gpacksports.com or follow us on Twitter at gpacksports. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It's another football Saturday, and let's take a look at the matchups around the Great Plains Athletic Conference for today. There are once again 4 games that will be played. All of these matchups will start at 1 o'clock. We'll start at the Dakota Dome. Briarcliff will host now 18th-ranked Dakota Westland. In Orange City, Northwestern, again coming off their shutout against Midland last week, they'll welcome in 8th-ranked Doan for a 1 o'clock game at Corver Field. Number 21-ranked Concordia, coming off the bye week, they'll travel to take on Dort. And Hastings will be at home. They will take on number 5, Morningside, at Lloyd Wilson Field. So that's your 4 matchups this week. Midland is off for this week in GPAC football. Let's take a look at the NAIA football rankings for this week as we close in on football championship series action in 2 weeks. It looks like this. Marion is the number 1 team in the country once again with Baker at 2. Reinhardt is 3. St. Francis is ranked 4th. Morningside checks in at number 5. Grandview 6. Montana Tech is 7. Doan sits at number 8. Missouri Valley 9, Lindsey Wilson at number 10. As far as the other GPAC teams are concerned inside the top 25, Dakota Wesleyan at 18, Concordia at 21, with Midland receiving votes. For more on the Great Plains Athletic Conference, be sure to visit our website at gpacksports.com. We're also on Twitter at gpacksports, and Instagram also is gpacksports. This has been your Football Saturday Report for November 5. I'm Corey Westra for the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
Hello again and welcome into another edition of Defender Football Pregame here on KDCR 88.5 FM. I'm Christian Zylstra, your host. Only one more week of Dort College football left after today, so let's enjoy it while we can. Today, the Dort College Defenders, they play host in their final home game of the season, Senior Day, against the Concordia Bulldogs from Seward, Nebraska. Concordia comes into the game with a 5-3 overall record, 3-3 in the conference, the number 21 ranked team in the country. Dort College 4-5 overall and 2-5 in the conference. But before we get to kind of your GPAC look, before we get into things here, I do want to mention a couple players. Bryce Litka, a junior from Grinnell, Iowa, and Josiah Cotty, a junior from Kuna, Idaho. They've both actually earned COSIDA Academic All-District Honors and are eligible for COSIDA Academic All-American Honors. So I want to recognize those two for their good hard work on the field and in practice, as well as off the field, their recognition for their hard work for being just all-around good Dort College students as football players and in the classroom. So congratulations to those two, and they've certainly earned that eligibility for the COSIDA All-American Honors team. Looking now at the GPAC standings, overall, you could predict who's in first. Number 5 ranked Morningside, still only number 5 in the country, but they're 7-1 overall, 6-0 in the conference. There's another 7-1 overall team. That's number 8 Doan. They're 5-1 in GPAC play. Dakota Wesleyan, they're 6-3 overall, 4-2 in the conference. That's good for number 18 in the country. Northwestern, who started the season off, got off to a bit of a rough start. They're now 4-2 in conference play, 4-4 overall on the season. I mentioned Concordia at 3-3 in the conference, 5-3 overall. Midland is still receiving votes, 6-4 overall and 3-4 in GPAC play. Then Dort sitting in 8th, 4-5 overall, 2-5 in the conference. Hastings, they're 4-5 overall, 1-5 in conference. And Briarcliff, 1-8 overall, 0-6 in conference play. Your scores from last week, we actually had some Friday night GPAC football. Hastings traveled to Briarcliff, and they came away with a 35-6 victory. That likely means Briarcliff will end up last in the GPAC unless they're able to pull off a pretty substantial upset somewhere down the road here in these final couple weeks of the season. On Saturday, Dort fell at number 8, Doan 59-21. We'll get into that here a little bit shortly. Northwestern beat Midland, who is receiving votes 41-0. The Red Raiders put the smackdown in Orange City. And then a battle of top 15 teams, number 5 Morningside, traveled to Mitchell, South Dakota, took on then number 14 Dakota Wesleyan, and they handled the Tigers pretty easily. Came away with a 39-6 victory. Another impressive resume padding performance for a team that frankly has enough resume padding on its own just with how often and by how much they beat teams, let alone some very talented teams. Dakota Wesleyan, a good team that Dort actually battled and really had a chance to win, but fell 42-37 earlier this year. Before we get into Dort College, their game last week against Doan and the matchup today, let's take a little bit of a look at today's opponent, your opponent profile for Concordia University. 5-3 overall, 3-3 in the conference. They're coming off a bye week. It's quite incredible, actually, quite remarkable how many teams the Defenders are playing that are coming off bye weeks. You know, Doan came off a bye week. Concordia is coming off a bye week. Several others. So let's actually go to Coach Penner here. I addressed this issue with him a little bit. Obviously, there's not anything he can do specifically about the scheduling, and especially for this year. But if this was a common occurrence, if he's ever faced this many teams coming fresh off their byes.
I've never had a season in 16 years of coaching where 5 of our 6 opponents had byes the week before we played them. You know, the way I look at it is it's a challenge I can't control. The schedule was set before I was hired, and so that's not something I'm going to focus on or worry about. I think at the end of the day, we're getting everybody's best every week, and that's what I want. I want to know what does it look like to beat a healthy, fresh Doan? What does it look like to beat a healthy, fresh Concordia, Northwestern, Dakota Wesleyan, and Morningside? Those are the teams that all had byes before we played them. And I can't control it, so we're not going to spend a lot of time as a team worrying about it. I think what it does for us is it forces us to raise our level, which is, to me, what it's all about is I want somebody's best because then I know what it's going to take. And I think we're getting everybody's best every week. So that's good for us, I think, as a program moving forward. You know, a lot of the indicators of a healthy program and a program that's moving forward happen behind the scenes. And the scoreboard is not the only, in fact, it's not the primary indicator to me of the development of this program. It's going to be the byproduct and it's going to be the result over time. But there are so many things happening on our team right now that are, I think, transcend just the score, and so I'm just really excited to continue to invest in that way, and I know it'll pay dividends in the long run.
Well, it certainly makes the job of a head coach harder when you're playing teams repeatedly that have an extra week of rest, they have extra preparation, especially with an offense as unique as Dort's. It's not very common in the GPAC. Not a ton of teams actually in the NAIA necessarily use it, or not a ton of teams that have had lots of success use it, so it is pretty unique, pretty rare, and that extra bye week is crucial. It does give teams some extra time to prepare, but at the same time, that bye week can serve a little negatively as well. When you get off regular game speed, it's harder to replicate, and that's one thing that head coach Vance Winter of Concordia was worried about when I spoke to him this week. He was worried about his team's ability to get back up to game speed and to compete right away from the first whistle?
Yeah, coaches always worry, for sure. We've tried to obviously get our guys fresh while also maintaining, the intensity of the workouts and all those things and the intensity of practice mode. But you always worry about a little bit. But we've been practicing against each other quite a bit in terms of offense and defense, and hopefully that's maintained our sharpness going into this Saturday.
Well, Concordia is a team that's dealt with some adversity this year, dealt with some injuries. They've had some guys that have had to step up in positions they weren't necessarily expecting, but guys have been able to step up for the most part so far. Their three losses this season have come against the top three teams in the GPAC, against Dakota Wesleyan, Doan, and Morningside. So they're beating the teams they should. So for Dort, it's going to take a sharp effort if they're going to be able to pull off the upset here in Sioux Center today. And I know Concordia is certainly going to be ready. They're going to be bringing their A game as well. Their defense really is the strength. That is really my key, my area to watch, especially the safeties. Watch the safeties today for Concordia. They have a couple of playmakers in that deep secondary that certainly are going to be important when Dort tries to go to Jason Miller, that extra coverage over the top, helping corners, because if Jason Miller has proved anything this year, you really just can't leave him one-on-one. Jason Miller is a great receiver, and he'll go up and he'll get the ball. He attacks it at its peak, at its point in the air. He's able to outleap defenders, and he's just physical. He's physical, good, strong hands. So Jason Miller, those safeties are going to be key in trying to stopping the passing game for the defenders, as well as if Dort's really showing a commitment to the run game, those safeties start to creep up. Those safeties are going to be crucial to stop that run game, those inside runs with Bryce Licka, and also making sure they don't bite on a play action on a fake handoff, because that's where Jason Miller, and if Dort gets that run game going, that's where Jason Miller is especially dangerous. When you get those safeties to bite, when you get those safeties just to hesitate a little bit, that's all it takes for a receiver to get by, and then you have Brock Lamley to throw the ball down the field. But for Concordia, their most recent game, they're coming off a 20-14 victory over Midland. It actually was, for the most part, pretty dominant for Concordia. Midland scored with 2 seconds left to cut it to a 6-point game. And all in all, Coach Winter was pretty pleased with his team's performance.
I feel like it got close at the end. I feel like we really controlled things throughout that game. Maybe didn't finish in the red zone as well as we were capable of and missed some opportunities to score. But, man, I felt like from a line of scrimmage standpoint, both sides of the ball, that was one of our more complete performances of the season. And I thought we really, that was a good building block for us. I just thought it was a good performance by us overall. And they got a touchdown, I think, with 2 seconds left to kind of tighten the gap a little bit. But, man, I was pretty pleased with how we played both offensively and defensively.
So Concordia is coming off one of their stronger performances all around of the year, according to head coach Vance Winter, as well as a bye week. A lot of things going for them. Some keys to the game, my keys to the game, again, for Concordia, it's going to be those safeties. Those safeties are really going to decide if Dort's offense is able to keep it close or if it's going to end up being a blowout, if they're going to start to just pile on the Dort offense and to really shut them down. And now for your coach's keys for Concordia, here's head coach Vance Winter.
I think kicking game a big factor. I think kicking game is a big factor every week, but this week especially in field position. Dort's going to move the ball and do some things well, and we've got to be able to play great red zone defense. We've got to be able to score when we get down to the red zone, whether that be field goals or touchdowns. We got to get points out of every red zone trip. You know, I say it every time is the turnover battle, and we've got to take advantage of if they put the ball on the ground. We got to get the ball. Those things are big things that happen when you run an option offense. Sometimes the ball may be on the ground a little bit more, and we got to win the turnover battle. And then third downs is big for me. Third downs every week is one of our focal points, and being great getting off the field on third down on defense and doing a great job of converting third down opportunities on offense.
Should be a good one today. Looks like Concordia is ready to go, ready to play. Kickoff about 10 minutes away, just a little over that. And so let's take a look at Dort College now, what they're bringing into today's game. They're coming off a 59-21 loss to Doan, one that started out extremely well. They actually had a 4-play, 54-yard drive, touchdown in 55 seconds. Coach Penner actually referred to that drive as the Jason Miller show. He ended up catching a 19-yard TD pass from Brock Lamley, but things changed drastically after that. Doan answered in 58 seconds to make it 7-7, and after that, Doan scored 45 straight points. So in the end, Doan ended up scoring 52 in a row after giving up a touchdown on Dort's opening drive. And after that, it was just seeing it out to the finish. Dort coming away with a 59-21 loss. Jason Miller had two TD catches. Bryce Licka had a TD run as well. But again, Doan, just a very good team. For the most part, you know, they were able to shut down Dort at times rushing. They were held only to 148. That actually is remarkably lower than the team average. Passing, Dort actually threw for 261. Lamley was 19 of 34 with two TDs, both of those to Bryce Licka. But in the end, Doan rattled up 649 yards of total offense. And for Dort College, it just wasn't enough in the end. Coach Penner said really their big issues offensively were holding penalties and sacks. They kept going backwards. They'd get a play, but it'd be called back for a holding penalty. Or on first down, they'd get sacked, and all of a sudden you're dealing with second and 20, and you're thrown way off schedule. That was just a big issue for the defenders this week. So offensively, those were their big issues. And then defensively, there were just some other issues as well. They're a pretty thin team, and they really struggled to tackle, and they were beat a couple times in coverage. Twice in that first quarter, that helped Doan just move down the field and quickly score. Coach Penner stressed to me repeatedly, this is a young and thin defense. They're dealing with less depth than they like, and a couple other players also looks like they got hurt. Some people might not be able to return in the final 2 weeks, today or next week, at Trinity Bible. So it could be it for a couple Dort College defenders. So the line is already stretched as is. The team is pretty thin right now on the defensive end, and they're a very young team as well, which should favor Dort, hopefully, in the long run. You're getting some experience for these young guys, but it certainly puts them at a disadvantage right now, right in the here and now. So not going to spend too much time on the Doan game. Doan was just the better team. They really, for the most part, dominated. Dort offensively hurt themselves. They did end up totaling 409 yards of offense, so without some of those penalties, they had 54 yards total in penalties, did the defenders. If it wasn't for those, you know, they might have had a little bit better of a chance. The sacks as well were an issue, but for Dort, you just have to move on. A couple games left this season. Your final GPAC game of the season is today against Concordia, home game. Then a non-conference game next week up in Ellendale, North Dakota, where they'll square off against Trinity Bible. A couple things I want to get to. We'll get to your keys for this game, my keys, as well as the coach's keys from the head coach of the Dort College Defenders, Joel Penner. And then we'll also recognize the seniors playing in their final home game this season with the Dort College football program. So my keys to the game for the defenders. Again, you're going to have to take care of the ball like they did last week. No turnovers last week. You're going to have to be able to protect. You're going to have to win that battle up front. Up front is going to be the key for the Dort College defenders, both offensively and defensively. In the trenches, at the line of scrimmage, can you win? Can the defensive front seven stop Concordia? And likewise, can the offensive line for the defenders get into the secondary lanes? Can they get to the linebacker level? Can they start making those blocks and force those corners and those safeties to come up and make some of those tackles? Because when the safeties and corners are getting tackles, you're often reeling off runs of 6, 7, 8 yards, and that's when they're playing up in the box. If they're playing farther back or they're covering receivers, the runs are even longer. So that's what you're hoping for. That's what you're looking to do. Ride Bryce Licka and then find Jason Miller in the passing game as well. But the line of scrimmage is going to be the difference in this game for me. So those are my keys. Let's go over to Dort College head football coach Joel Penner and get his coach's keys to the game today.
Yeah, we've talked about staying true to our purpose. You know, it's a message I told the team. With these seniors, I have two more weeks to preach the same message I've preached all year from a, you know, just a little different way each week. But we need to just continue to remember the big picture of what we're about, what we're trying to get done as a program. You know, that's kind of an intangible. If you're looking for more tangible things we have to do, you know, I'll just start defensively. We've got to eliminate explosive plays. We need to be disciplined inside the box in terms of run fits. We cannot let receivers behind us in coverage. We have to run relentlessly to the football. You know, you could probably hear me say that every week, but it's absolutely true every week, so I can't not say it. And then on offense, you know, it's the same thing. It's protect the football. It's stay on schedule. We can't give up sacks. We can't be uncharacteristic and get penalties. And then we've got to just continue to fight to put our guys in situations where they can succeed, because that's what we have to do as coaches is formations, motions, concepts that help our guys succeed. That's really what our job is. So I feel good about our plan, feel good about our week of preparation, and we just need to bring it together.
Thanks to Dort College head football coach Joel Penner, and thanks to Concordia head football coach Vance Winter for speaking with me and for their coaches' keys to the game. For Dort College, again, Coach Penner brought up a lot of things they're trying to work on from last week, and then things they've been working on throughout the entirety of the season. So it should be a very interesting game today, one to keep your eye on or your ear if you're not able to tune in and you can only hear on the radio, KDCR 88.5 FM. Mike Biker will have the call for you here in a couple minutes, but let's go through the seniors. It is senior day here in Sioux Center. And we want to remember and honor those Dort College seniors who really have helped the program grow and get to the point this year where it's been the best season in program history. They've made a lot of improvements and have helped a lot of the young guns along as well. So some of their seniors, number 15, Garrett Wybinga, he's a 6'1 defensive back from Burley, Idaho. Curtis Emery, number 17, 5'11 defensive lineman from Alvin, Texas. Nick Payton, number 30. A 5'9 linebacker from Waterloo, Iowa. Number 31, David Alderman, a 5'8 linebacker from Iowa City, Iowa. Number 37, Antonio Perea, a 5'8 cornerback from Sacramento, California. Number 38, Kenneth Lewis, a 5'9 running back from Santan Valley, Arizona. Number 44, Vinoy Harris, a 5'11 linebacker from Arlington, Texas. Number 50, Ethan Kovach, a 6'1 offensive lineman from Melissa, Texas. Number 54, Glenn Thompson, a 6'4 defensive lineman and long snapper often at times from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Number 66, Bryce Van Monen, a 6'1 defensive lineman from Rock Valley, Iowa. Number 79, Ben Buma, an offensive lineman, 6'4 from Olympia, Washington. Number 80, Jason Miller, a 6'1 wide receiver from Byron Center, Michigan. And number 82, Josh Van Groningen, a 6'4 wide receiver from Ripon, California. I want to thank those 13 seniors for all their contributions to the Dort College football program, both this year and in the years before, in helping the program move in the right direction and get closer to an industry standard. So I want to thank the seniors. Feel free to reach out to the seniors. Let them know you appreciate their effort as well. That should do it for me today. You've been listening to Dort College Defender Football Pregame here on KDCR 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders, host number 21, Concordia Bulldogs, Mike Biker with the call.
Kristen Zylstra, thank you very much for that pregame show. And the Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs getting set for Great Plains Athletic Conference action, the season finale in terms of GPAC play for the Dort College Defenders coming up here. For Concordia, they still have a game next week in conference play. Dort College goes up north. They'll be traveling to Ellendale, North Dakota to wrap up the season facing Trinity Bible. Now, Christian mentioned those seniors who have been a part of the Dort College football program. David Alderman, Vinoy Harris, Nick Payton, Josh Van Groningen, Ben Buma, Jason Miller, Curtis Emery, Garrett Wybinga, Antonio Perea, Bryce Van Monen, Andre Williams, Ethan Kovach, Van Shibley, Kenny Lewis, Glenn Thompson. Support staff includes Sean Quinlan and also Zach Barker and Hank Vandervoort. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Some of the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. First of all, for the Concordia offense, Jared Garcia is a wide receiver with 44 catches. Bryce Collins, they list him initially at number 9, but it sounds like he's going to be wearing number 23 this afternoon. He's got 632 yards rushing on 153 attempts. The Concordia Bulldogs also with Eric Small, that running back. You've got Trey Owens with 17 catches. Cam Christensen with five catches. Trey Barnes, a jack of all trades for the Concordia Bulldogs, 39.3 yards per punt as well. Defensively for the North College team, allowing 258 yards per game rushing, 278 passing. They are led by Garrett Wybingas, 44 solo tackles and 29 assists. Also, Joey Lovettier, 48 solos and 33 assists. He's also got four interceptions and three fumble recoveries. Ari Hoekstra has 42 solos and 25 assisted tackles. The Dort College offense. You start with Bryce Litka, number 24. 1,349 yards rushing on 229 total attempts. That's 5.9 yards per rush. He's got a nation-leading 19 touchdowns. Also at seven catches, most of them have been screen passes for 7.4 yards per catch. Keithan Drury, 65 rushes for 268 yards, three touchdowns scored. Jason Miller is the leading receiver with 65 catches, 17.6 per catch, with nine touchdowns. Concordia has won the opening coin toss. They have elected to defer to the second half. In all likelihood, that means Dort College will be receiving. The Concordia Bulldogs coming out on the field a little late in arriving, under 2 minutes to go till kickoff, and the Concordia Bulldogs make their way out onto the field. News out of Concordia this week, Coach Vance Winter has decided that he will be stepping down as head coach at the conclusion of this football season. He has helped raise the Concordia Bulldog level of play. In the 8 years I have watched, they have gone from being a conference doormat to one that is challenging to make the postseason. Concordia next week is hosting Hastings in the regular season finale in what will prove to be an emotional day, I would imagine, in Seward, Nebraska. Other GPAC games going on today include Dakota Wesleyan at Briarcliff, Doan at Northwestern, Morningside is at Hastings. For those of you curious about the cross-country meet for Dort College and the Great Plains Athletic Conference today in Hastings, Dort College women got nipped by Morningside, so the reign for Dort College ends at 4 years in a row in GPAC championship action. The defenders nipped by 3 points by the Morningside Mustangs. Dort College men finished second as well. Northwestern won it with, I believe, 34 points. Dort College had 69, so Dort College a solid second place, and they were hoping, obviously, they felt like they could challenge for the championship. Needed a few things to go their way, and those things, as sometimes happens in athletics, don't go your way. You're looking at best-case scenario, and the Dort College defenders, not a best-case scenario today. Still a very respectable outing. Don't want to sneeze at a couple of runner-up finishes in a very competitive conference, but I'm sure a team that will come home thinking that they may have fared better. We are just about set for football. The Concordia Bulldogs will be kicking off and doing the honors for Concordia. Brendan Cremens. Cremens' high end-over-end kick is into the end zone, and that'll go as a touchback. Wybinga lets it drop in the end zone. Had some trouble with the sun the way it appeared. And now the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia will have it. On defense, they'll set up their defense. First down and 10 at their own 25 after kicking it into the end zone. For the Dort College defenders, we've got Brock Lamley at quarterback for Dort College. 103 of 209 passing. He has thrown for 9 touchdowns and 7 interceptions this season. Dort College stacks the eye immediately behind Lamley. 2 receivers set to the right, 1 to the left. We're just about set for our first offensive play. Rolling right is Lamley. Dort College, they throw underneath to Miller. Miller, the completion for 15, 20 yards. And the Dort College defenders, a first down for Jason Miller, the senior from Michigan. Makes the grab, a 21-yard catch. And the Dort College defenders, first down and 10 at their own 46-yard line. So that comes after the touchback. Lamley fakes the handoff. They're going to run option. Lamley keeps it himself. 9-yard pickup on the play all the way into Concordia territory to the 45-yard line. The zone read by Lamley. 9-yard pickup on the play. It'll be second down and one. Splitting off wide to the left will be Jake Dodge. To the near side is Miller. Justin Yerquitis lining up at tight end, wearing number 49 this afternoon, and they'll slide Keevan Drury into the slot. Bryce Litka stationed behind Brock Lamley. Haven't seen Litka get the football yet. Litka stays back to block. Pass completed to Dodge. Dodge rumbles down to the 30-yard line. That's a pickup of 15 yards on the play. And another first down for Dort College. First down and 10 for the defenders. 13:50 remaining. First quarter of play here in Sioux Center. A sun-drenched afternoon. My goodness, what a November we are having and what we have started off with. And it looks like the next week is going to be great as well. Drury in motion. Hands it off to Litka. Litka weaving his way forward. Picks up positive yardage. Looks like 4 yards on the play. We'll call it three by the time he is spotted down. It'll be second down and seven. Game time temperatures on this November the 5th. Winds are light. Temperatures 67 glorious degrees. High thin clouds off to the south. That's not an effect at all. A little bit of cloud would be okay for some of those guys trying to return punts and kicks this afternoon. Lamley looks to the sideline. Changes things up at the line of scrimmage. Lamley, 6'2", 170-pounder from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Hands it off to Litka. Litka, not much there. Tackle made by Concordia and Patrick Squara. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Double-check some of these pronunciations. Got that one right. Squara. Third down and long now for the defenders. Third down and five. That was a short gain for Litka. Now Dort College, in all likelihood, forced into a passing situation unless they think four down territory. Lamley out of the grasp of the would-be tackler. He's going to run for it, and he is stopped shy of the first down by a couple of yards. Very nearly a... So it's going to be fourth down. Fourth down and short. Fourth down and two. Dort College in four down territory here. They've got the football at the 23. They actually need the 20 for a first down. Lamley barking signals. He's got Litka behind him. Miller is to the right. He made the first catch of the day. Haven't gone back to him since. Lining up in the slot is Drury. They send a man in motion. Dort College runs to run option. They pitch it over to Litka. Litka, the first down. A late pitch that time by Dort College and Brock Lamley. Able to pick out Bryce Litka to his left. Pitches it to him for a first down. And the Dort College defenders have it first down and 10 at the 19-yard line. So another first down for the defenders, converting on fourth down this time. First down and 10 for Dort College. They stack the eye. Litka and Drury in the backfield. Josh Van Groningen in the contest for the first time. He's lining up wide right. This time they slip Miller into the slot on the right side. Dick Dodge is lining up on the numbers on the left side, short side of the field. Ball at the left hash mark. Lamley's going to roll right. Pass for Miller. Incomplete. Out of his grasp. Intended for Miller. LaDontre Gooden on the coverage. It'll bring up second down. Second down and 10. 11:03 left to play. First quarter. Running the play in from the sideline, you've got Ben Hayes. Hayes will now spell Yerquitis. Yerquitis has been lining up at tight end for the defenders off and on through the last three or four games. Lamley, time-consuming drive for the defenders thus far. Lamley is going to run option, pitches over to Litka. Litka gets to the corner, 20-15, and buried at the 12-yard line. Going to mark him out of bounds, actually, at the 13. So a gain of six on the play. It's going to be third down and four. Well, if Dort College was in four-down territory earlier, I would imagine they are again, although they are getting into field goal territory. For Jeff Papke, single setback in the pistol eye. is Litka. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, nothing there, and Concordia really bottling things up in the middle of the field. There was nothing there for Litka. Maybe picked up a half a yard on the play. Struggled to get back to the line of scrimmage. Dort College that time not winning the battle in the trenches. And that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and four. Dort College is going to say, no, we're not going for a field goal here. It appears they're going to go for it fourth down. Lamley. Brock Lamley in the pistol eye. Litka runs option, and we're in trouble. No, they run a reverse. Great call play. Here comes Miller. Miller to the 10, to the 5, and forced out of bounds. There you go. Reach into the bag of tricks. Dort College, first time I've seen them run that play. They set up looking like it was going to be option. Concordia really flowed to the ball well, and there came Miller around the end, and he was forced out of bounds. First down and goal for the defenders at the 5-yard line. Well, I will say this about this coaching staff. They are willing to roll the dice. They take some chances, and that time they set it up beautifully, running option to the left on a couple of plays previous. Hand off to Litka. Litka still on his feet, trying to struggle forward, and they're going to stop his forward progress. Picked up a couple of yards on the play. It's going to be second down and four. You can bet it's going to be tough going today for Bryce Litka. I would imagine Concordia intent on stopping him, much as Dort College is intent on defense on stopping Bryce Collins. Second down and goal to go. Football at the 4-yard line. Dort College loads up on the right side of the field. Three receivers set to the right. Lamley's going to roll right. Stops. Throws back against the grain. Complete to Urquidus, and Urquidus is driven down at the 10-yard line. Probably would have been better there if you had an incomplete pass, but we have a flag on the play. Thrown after the play, Trey Barnes. I don't know if he was John or what, but if that is against Barnes, that's going to drive Coach Vance Winter crazy. Vance Winter out on the 20-yard line. He's at the numbers asking for an explanation. The officials conferring. If this is an unsportsmanlike, it's an automatic first down. And that is exactly what you don't want. You just had a great defensive play. And Vance Winter is going to get an explanation from the head linesman. And the next voice you will hear will be that of our referee, Darren Berg. Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Dort College, against the Concordia Bulldogs. It's a first down for the Dort College defenders, an automatic first down. And it's half the distance to the goal line, so from the 10 to the 5. Darren Berg's microphone cutting out. Something obviously happened in about the last 12 minutes because I heard them testing it out, but doesn't work that time. Unsportsmanlike conduct call against Concordia. Dort College with a fresh set of downs to work with. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. They're trying to strip him of the football. Tackle made by Concordia's Matt Keener. It'll be second down and goal to go from the 4. Things are really bottled up, really jammed up inside the 5-yard line. A drive that started with 15 minutes up to go in the first quarter. Dort College hanging on to the football. We're now 7 minutes into this drive. Lamley. In the pistol eye, has Litka behind him, hands it off to Bryce, trying the right side of the line this time, and Litka ever so close to the end zone, stopped inside the 2. It will be third down and goal to go. Third down and goal to go. Urquidus is out. Checking into the contest is Keith and Drury. And that will bring up third down and goal to go at the 2. Third and goal at the 2. Miller to the right. Miller does not have the physical matchup that he's had in some contests. The cornerback opposite him is 6 feet 3 inches tall. They pitch it to Miller. Miller on the end around, and Jason Miller scampers into the end zone. The 2-yard gain on the play, or 2-yard touchdown run, and the Dort College defenders take a 6-0 lead. 6-0 our score on the 2-yard touchdown run. Dort College runs the reverse that time. with Jason Miller. Second time we've seen them run that, where they set up running option one way, and Miller comes back on the reverse the other way, and now Dort College will go for two. 6-0 our score. 7:16 remaining. First quarter of play, Dort College has the lead on Concordia, 6-0, pending the point after. Well, that is a fresh play that we have not seen much, or we've not seen up to this point. Lamley wants to run option, pitches it over to Drury. Drury racing to the pylon, and he is stopped short of the pylon. Point after fails, and the Dort College lead is 6-0. 6-0 our score. Back with a kickoff right after this. A drive that started at the Dort College 25 results in a 2-yard touchdown run. Jason Miller getting around the edge. Dort College runs the reverse. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Papke with a high kick taken at the 18-yard line by the Bulldogs. That's by one of the up men. He's to the 20, to the 25, and runs it out to the 33-yard line. And that is where Concordia will start, first down and 10. First down and 10, and guessing that Eric Small, 6-foot, 255-pounder from Los Alamitos, California, doesn't get many return chances. He doesn't go down easily. Returns it out to the 32-yard line, and that's where Dort College will start, first down and 10. Concordia will start first down and 10 at their own 32-yard line. So Dort College sends the defense onto the field. Three down linemen for Dort College. Alex Watson is the nose tackle. Curtis Emery still not in. He didn't start today. Tyson Dahlgren at a defensive end. Back to pass. Concordia rolling right and running out of bounds is Riley Wiltfong. Wiltfong, 53 rushes for 164 yards this season. And Wiltfong forced out of bounds after a 2-yard gain on the play. It'll be second down and 8. Second and 8. Bulldog football. Wiltfong sends a man in motion. Wiltfong hands it off. And with the carry, that is the running back. And that is the running back, Bryce Collins. Collins, the carry. Collins, the ball carrier. So Collins wearing number 23 in place of DeMarcus Solberry this afternoon. Collins, the ball carrier again. Collins out to the 40-yard line into Dort College territory. 13-yard pickup on the play. Tackle made by Alex Watson. So Watson on the carry, pardon me, on the tackle. Back to throw, pass is complete, and a first down for Concordia. Pass over the middle is complete to Jared Garcia. Garcia down to the 29-yard line, and the Bulldogs marching the football down the field methodically. And they have worked into Dort College territory, a drive that started at their own 32-yard line, and Concordia right now making it look pretty easy on offense. Let's see if Dort College can force a turnover here. Quarterback is Wiltfong. Wiltfong has Collins in the backfield with him. Wiltfong throws it out into the flat, complete to the tight end, dragged down at the 20-yard line, short of the first down, making the tackle for Dort College is Josiah Cody. Pass was completed to Cam Christensen. Christensen has sixth catch of the season, and that sets up second down and 2. Second and 2 for the Bulldogs. In Dort College territory at the 21-yard line. They need to get past the 20. If they get to the 19, they've got a first down. 5 minutes remaining in a very fast-moving first quarter of action. Wiltfong hands it off. Collins. Collins, the ball carrier, and I'm not sure he got it. Looks like he's going to be stopped short of the first down by less than a yard. It's going to be third down and short. Third down and short. Third down and short, Collins will line up behind Will Fong. Two receivers set to the left, one to the right. Might be a chance for Concordia to take a chance here. They hand it off to Collins. They aren't taking a chance this time, and Garrett Wybinger, the first player there, to make the tackle, but that's enough yardage for a first down. And the Concordia Bulldogs have it first down and 10 at the 19. First down and 19, a first down and 10 at the 19-yard line. Concordia in their white jerseys, blue pants, blue numbers. Second year in a row, Concordia has come to Sioux Center. North College went to Hastings 2 years in a row, so we've had a little bit of a shakeup in terms of conference scheduling. Pass into the end zone is incomplete. Pass from Wilfong led Trey Owens too far. Owens unable to bring it in, inbounds. And that will bring up second down and 10 on the incomplete pass. Casey Biker checks into the contest. Ari Hoekstra checks out. Hoekstra dealing with an arm injury. Saw him in the trainer's room a lot this week, trying to get ready for play today. Get to this point of the year, I believe everybody's got some sort of ache or pain. Bryce Collins, the carry. Collins inside the 5 yard line, down to the 1 yard line. So a gain of 18 on the play. And that will bring up first down and goal for the Concordia Bulldogs. And the running back, Bryce Collins. So Collins having a field day thus far. And the Concordia Bulldogs threatening to tie it up. 3:32 left to play, first quarter of play. Will Fong hands it off to Collins. Collins buried initially at the 1 yard line by Tyson Dahlgren. Dahlgren, the first player there for the North College defenders, that defensive end. Tyson has put together a pretty nice year at defensive end this year. Played junior varsity basketball last year. Sophomore out of Nebraska. Slid over to the football program for spring ball. And was one of the leaders in terms of the race for defensive end playing time. And has gotten a lot of playing time this year. Dealt with a hand injury early in the season. Concordia, handoff to Collins. Collins weaving his way forward, and he bounces off the right side into the end zone. Touchdown, Concordia. Concordia Bulldogs tied up 6-6 on the one-yard run by Collins. And the Bulldogs will now go for the lead on the point after. On to attempt the point after is Jose Garcia. Garcia 14-15. On point after attempts. So on to attempt the point after Garcia. He'll line it up. Kick is up. And the kick is through the uprights. And the Concordia Bulldogs lead at 7-6. 7-6 our score. Back with more after this. This is North College Football on KDCR. Trying to chase down some scores going on right now. Curious about that Dort-Hastings volleyball match. End-over-end kick. Whipper will let it go over his head through the end zone, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. 2:51 remaining in the first quarter. Concordia Bulldogs, a 68-yard touchdown drive, capped by a Bryce Collins touchdown run from 1 yard. And a variety of players did the heavy lifting all the way through for Concordia as they drove down the field. No update on that Hastings College volleyball score at the moment. If I get it, I'll pass it along to you. North College at Hastings today. Pitch over to Drury. Drury forced out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Well, combat pay for one of our game management workers. Danica Wagner takes the hit out of bounds. She bounces up, none the worse for wear. Second down and 5. Players aren't the only people who have to have their head on a swivel down on the sideline. Second down and 5 after that 5-yard pickup by Drury. Back to pass. They go over the top. Miller had it, and it's batted away. Miller was in a hand fight with the cornerback for Concordia, Corey Evans. Evans actually listed as a safety, came over to help out on coverage. Thought Miller was going to come down with one of those circus catches for 30-yard gain. We've gotten spoiled. We've become accustomed to him making that catch. But the Concordia cornerback right there with him, Corey Evans, reaches in, knocks it away after it certainly looked like Miller had it secured. Pass falls to the ground, incomplete. And now Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout Dort College. Back with more after this. Well, that volleyball match happening in Hastings. Dort College taking on the number 2 rated Hastings College Broncos. Hastings won set 125-22. Dort won set 2, 25-19. Dort leads Hastings 17-15 in set number 3. Third down and 5. Brock Lamley in the pistol eye. Dort College used a timeout there. Tuck things over. Fake the handoff to Litka. Back to passes Lamley. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's got a scramble. He's running for his life. He's outside the pocket. And throws it out of bounds, intended for Jake Dodge on the play. And that will bring up fourth down and 5, and Dort College will be forced to punt. Concordia turning up the defensive pressure. That series of downs, Dort College able to pick up 5 yards to Keithan Drury, and that was it. Took a shot down the field with Jason Miller, and I can't fault that at all. And the Bulldogs to return. This is Dylan Ammond, the return man at the 30-yard line. Casey Biker, a high spiraling kick taken at the 35-yard line. Ammond gets away from a would-be tackler, driven down at the 45-yard line, and that is where Concordia will start. First down and 10 at their own 45. So Concordia with the football at their own 45-yard line, 1:57 left to play in the first quarter. Concordia leads at 7-6. This is the final regular season football game for the Dort College Defenders at home. Next week, Dort College on the road at Ellendale, North Dakota, taking on Trinity Bible. Concordia, let's see if Dort College is able to slow Concordia down at all. Two receivers set to the left, one to the right. Pass is complete to midfield. Cisneros makes the tackle, but not before a 9-yard pickup on the play. On the completion to Owens from Wilfong. 9-yard gain on the play. It'll be second down and 1. Lots happening on the Dort College campus today. Hockey over at the All Season Center at 4:15 this afternoon. Women's and men's basketball happening at 4 this afternoon against Jamestown. Concordia empties the backfield. Now they send Collins back into the backfield. They hand it off to Collins. Collins racing to the right side. He's to the 40. Picks up the first down. More than enough for a first down into Dort College territory down to the 32-yard line. So a gain on the play. 14 yards. First down and 10 for Concordia. And we've got a player shaken up for Concordia. One of the linemen is going to limp off of the field. Get to this time of the year, and certainly seems like everyone has some kind of ache or pain. It's Trey Anderson, I believe, number 61. He goes limping off to the sideline. See several Dort College football players during the course of the week trying to just simply get ready for Saturdays. Some are wearing boots to protect tender ankles. Others are spending extra time in the training room. Wilfong sends a man in motion. Shotgun formation. Fakes the handoff. Keeps it himself. He's to the 30, to the 25, and brought down at the 25-yard line. They're actually going to mark him down at the 26 already. Coming up to make the stop was Josiah Cody. Good news for Josiah Cody and for Bryce Litka earlier this week. They were named COSIDA Academic All-District honorees. They're now eligible for All-American honors. Last year, Matt Elbert was named the All-District team. Great to see those two young men getting recognition for their excellence on the field and in the classroom. Hand off to Collins. Collins, the ball carrier, and Collins is tied up at the 26-yard line. Dahlgren on the tackle. No gain on the play for Collins, and that'll be the last play of the first quarter. Our score, Concordia 7, Dort College 6. Second quarter right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. Third down and two after the timeout, or I should say after the quarter break, and we had movement on the right side of the Concordia line, the left side of the Dort College defensive line, and they will signal penalty against Concordia. 5-yard penalty against the Bulldogs, and that changes the complexion of that play. It goes from a third down and two or three, where you're probably going to see Collins get it, to now third down and looks like eight. Third down and eight. Third and eight on the way. Got the halftime first quarter statistics for you when we have a moment. Back to pass. Screen pass to Collins. Collins to the 30, head full of steam, down to the 25-yard line. Looks like he stopped shy of the first down by a couple of yards. It's going to be fourth down and decision time for the Concordia Bulldogs. Over in Hastings, Dort College Volleyball threatening to take a 2-1 lead in that best-of-five match. They lead 23-20 in set number three. So Concordia is going to go for it. Little thought given to this. They need to get to the Dort College 23 for a first down. Collins is the lone setback. Wilfong looks to the sideline. Changes the play. Got a tight end set to the right for Concordia. Fourth down. Pump fake. Pass is incomplete. The Dort College defense comes away with a stop. Garrett Weibinga came on the blitz. Wilfong goes down. Dort College holds on defense, getting the turnover on downs. So Dort College gets the turnover on downs. Good to see the defense come up, and they press the issue. I've seen more of that this year as well from the defense, where they are willing to take some risks. They have blitzed more than they have in past seasons. Not to say one is better than the other, but simply an observation that Dort College is able to take some risks on defense. And when you're giving up quite a few yards per game, sometimes you've got to press the issue and just simply try to survive. Dort College, two receivers set left, two to the right. Drury goes in motion. They hand it off to Drury on the jet sweep, and Drury is forced out of bounds. Gain of two on the play. So Dort College takes over first down and 10 with 14:30 left to play in the first half. Dort College trailing 7-6. Gain of two. It's going to be second down and eight. Well, Concordia struck quickly after Dort College had a time-consuming drive. They converted the point after. Now both teams failed to move consistently on offense. Dort College had to punt after three plays. Concordia went for it on fourth down and failed to convert. Pass complete to Miller. Miller a first down. Pretty soft coverage that time by the cornerback on the far side for Concordia, LaDontre Gooden. Gooden playing well off of Miller, and Dort College will take that all day long. Miller, pass completion as they mark him down at the 43-yard line. First quarter of play, Dort College 97 yards on offense. Beg your pardon, Concordia 97, Dort College 76. Bryce Litka, 18 yards rushing. Bryce Collins, 60 yards on 9 carries. Well, the Dort College volleyball team has defeated Hastings in set number three. They now lead it 2-1. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka picks up a couple of hard-earned yards. They slid Schoenhoven in there. Beg your pardon, that's 20 rather than 24. Gain of four on the play, giving Schoenhoven a series here. So Schoenhoven picks up four. It's second down and six. Schoenhoven, the freshman from Hospers, Iowa, your Quittis. Will set up right side of the line. They hand it off again to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven gains another 4 yards on the play. That'll bring up third down and short. Well, maybe Bryce Litka just needed a little breather. Little different running style. And Levi Schoenhoven, the ball carrier in the last two carries for Dort College. They hand it off to Schoenhoven again, and this time he has stopped short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down and short. Fourth down and less than a yard, it appears. See what Dort College is going to do here. I wouldn't be shocked if they went for it. Fourth down and short. 11:55 remaining. Fourth down and 1 yard to go. Fourth down and one. Lamley sends Drury in motion, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. Lamley hurdles the pile. Had more than enough for a first down after hurdling the pile. And then is marked down at the 44-yard line. So a gain of four on the play for Lamley. And the North College defenders extend the drive. So first down and 10. North College with a football. And the handoff straight up the middle. A gain of four on the play. So North College going to a little more ball control offense right now. Levi Schoenhoven, the ball carrier. Schoenhoven. 4 yards in a cloud of dust. North College into Concordia territory at the 40-yard line, trailing 7-6. Handoff to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven low to the ground. Picks up maybe two on the play. It's going to be third down. So third down coming for North College. The defenders trying to work their way down the field. So 7-6 our score. Concordia on defense. Three down linemen. Third down and three. 10-15 and counting. First half. North College trailing by a point. Nice size crowd on hand for a beautiful afternoon. Stack the eye. Your Quintus will set up to the right. They hand it off. No, Lamley keeps it himself. He could go. He's to the 30, to the 20, racing 10-5. Touchdown, North College. Brock Lamley, 38 yards. Lamley got to the numbers and turned it up the field, and the North College defenders, a 34-yard touchdown run, and the defenders retake the lead at 12-7. That culminates a 72-yard drive. And North College will now go for two. North College, last time I believe they went for one. I believe they kicked a couple last week versus Concordia. They're going to go, versus Doan. They're going to go for two here. Schoenhoven in the backfield. They pass it to Miller. Miller tied up that time by the cornerback for Concordia. No call made in the end zone. And our score stands. North College 12, Concordia 7. Back with more after this. This is North College football on KDCR. Well, Darren Berg not giving me the full minute in between the touchdown and the kickoff. Concordia lets it drop to the ground. And that one ended up in the end zone, I believe. Yes, it did, and it is at the 25-yard line. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 25-yard line. 9:56 left to play. First half of action. Well, we've got a lot happening today. As I alluded to, North College volleyball in Hastings. Cross country teams ran at Hastings this afternoon as well. Or I should say this morning. Concordia, new quarterback in the contest. We'll tell you about him in just a moment. Running up the left sideline and forced out of bounds after, well, let's see where they mark him out actually. Mark him out after an 8-yard gain on the play. I believe that was Trey Owens. TJ Austin in at running back now for the Bulldogs. Austin a little more of a threat to run. He's got 65 rushes for 247 yards this season. They slide the tight end to the right side, so everybody set to the right. Trips receiver set to the right. Austin's going to keep it himself. He's to the 35-yard line. He tries to bulldoze his way forward, and it's a gang tackle for the North College defenders. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 40-yard line. Well, how about that? North College leading Hastings. Game four in volleyball, 8-4. Guess we shouldn't crown Hastings as the conference titleist yet. They're short of a tie, but they're trying to win it outright today. Concordia with a football, first down and 10 at their own 40. Trailing 12-7. TJ Austin, pretty well put together for a quarterback. 6'1", 235. He's a junior. Back to pass. He's going to take a shot down the field, and he's got a man open. Pass is batted around and incomplete. Marcus Whipper racing in, knocking the ball away, and Whipper looked like he was beat deep. Jared Garcia had it in his hands. Now Garcia has a substantial size advantage over Whipper. He's 6'3", 200. Marcus goes 5'9", 160, and that might be a little generous in terms of the height, but Whipper that time reaches in and knocks it away. Four down linemen for the defenders. Second down and 10. Back to pass is Austin. Austin pass complete. They get it to Collins. Collins with some room to work. He's got 8 yards, and he's down to inside Concordia territory. So he stops shy of the midfield stripe. It'll be third down and one. Third down and one. Third down and one for Concordia. TJ Austin in the shotgun. They send a man in motion right to left. Fake the handoff. Austin keeps it himself. Austin stops short of the first down. Breaking through. That was Till Strobel. Strobel comes up, makes the solo tackle on Austin. He reaches in and grabs hold of Austin and won't let him go. And that'll bring up fourth down and three. Well, good to see big number 17 back in the ballgame for Dort College. Curtis Emery didn't play last week. Good to see him plugging up holes in the middle of the defensive line. Collins will now punt. I think, or did they settle on someone else? It's going to be Trey Barnes. Trey Barnes, beg your pardon. I had thought it was Collins, but it's Barnes. Barnes, the defensive specialist as well. And he punts it inside the Dort College 10. It'll roll down to the 5, to the 4, and that is where Dort College will take over first down and 10. So Concordia's drive ends at their own 47-yard line. Barnes comes on to punt. Barnes punts it inside the 10 down to the 5. That is, by my math, a 48-yard punt. And the defenders will take over first down and 10 with 7:21 remaining here in the first half. Dort College leading 12-7. I can't get over how fantastic this weather is. We've had varsity football at Dort College now 9 seasons. This is the 9th season. I cannot recall a fall like this, and I would say 5 times out of those 9 we've had snow on the ground at this point of the year. Today we've got shorts and everyone decked out in September wear. Hand off to Litka, still on his feet, second effort. Picks up 5 on the play. It's going to be second down and 5. So a 5-yard pickup for Litka. Dort College volleyball team still leading Hastings 12-6 and set 4. Well, that would be huge if Dort College could get a win, because they would then be assured of finishing at least in third place in the conference standings. Could get as high as second depending on what Midland does today. Hand off to Schoenhoven, and Schoenhoven is drilled. He's going to feel that one tomorrow morning. Picks up 3 on the play. It's going to be third down and 2. Sconey took that one right in the numbers. Comes up, looks to the sideline, and everybody says, "You're okay, stay in." So he does. 6:25 left to go. Drury in motion. Concordia showing a 3 down lineman set. They creep 2 linebackers up to the line of scrimmage just off their defensive ends. Justin Yerquitis, the Dort College tight end, will line up on the right side of the line of scrimmage. Stack the eye behind him. Hand off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven, second effort. Did he get it? It's going to be really close to a first down. I have no kind of angle to look at. Darren Berg says, "I'll give it to you." First down and 10 for the defenders. With all of the artificial turf fields that we play on now, the call for measurements are so limited. Back in the old days with the natural surface, where the lines aren't quite as straight, you would have seen a lot more measurements, but this year that's an observation. We don't see many at all. Back to pass is Lamley. Lamley complete to Dodge. Dodge beyond the 20, down to the 23-yard line before he's taken down. So In effect, a long handoff, 7 or 8 yard pickup on the play for Dodge. Dodge has a physical matchup over his defensive, his cornerback, his counterpart, DeMaurier Martin. Martin, not nearly as tall as Dodge. He's listed 6 feet. Dodge is a healthy 6'3". He's had a nice season, has Jake Dodge. Dodge out of Milford Okoboji, a couple of catches today. He's got 13 catches as a freshman. Look for him to fill that role that Jason Miller has this year as the go-to receiver for the Defenders in coming years. North College coaching staff very high on Jake Dodge after fall ball, the preseason work. Litka the carry. Litka picks up two. He needed one. It'll be first down and 10 for the Defenders at their own 26-yard line. This is a drive that started at their own 4. Concordia Bulldogs. Defensively. Up to the line of scrimmage with their 3-down linemen. Hand off to Litka. Litka the ball carrier. Litka trying to worm his way forward. Scooting across the ground until his knee was marked down. Picks up maybe one. It's going to be 2nd down and 9. Second down and 9. Short gain on the play for Litka. Litka's going to have to work for everything he gets today. I'm not saying that he doesn't normally, but boy, Concordia is really keying on him and not letting him. Back to pass is Lamley. Lamley pass over the top. Incomplete. And that will bring up 3rd down. 3rd down. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Concordia Bulldogs. With it, 1st down and 10 at their own, Dort College with it, 1st down and 10. We'll try that again, 3rd down and 9. I'm taking a look at our live stream. It appears that that is down, so my apologies. Lamley rolling right. Pass is complete to Miller. Miller to the 36-yard line, and they rule it incomplete. Incomplete. And the Dort College defenders now facing 4th down. 4th down, and it's going to be 4th down and 9. So 4th down and 9, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Glenn Thompson up to the line of scrimmage. Casey Biker on the punt. And we had movement on the near side. Looked like Marcus Whipper started backpedaling just a little too soon. With 3:30 remaining in the first half of action, Dort College holding a 12-7 lead. And that's going to be a 5-yard mark off against the Dort College defenders. And that will set up 4th down and 14. 4th and 14. 4th and 14 for Biker punting. At his own 22-yard line, that's the line of scrimmage. Biker gets away a wobbler. This is going to take a bounce at about midfield. Takes a Dort College skip towards the ends, towards the sideline. And Concordia will take over 1st down and 10 at their own 43. Timeout on the field. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back to action. The Concordia Bulldogs with the football. 1st down and 10 at their own 43-yard line. And I believe we've got the live stream back up and running, so my apologies. Yes, we do realize the importance of this to everyone watching. Pass. I beg your pardon, a handoff up the middle. A short gain on the play, and that's going to be enough for a 1st down. So the Concordia Bulldogs trailing 12-7, Dort College with the lead. If nothing else, that drive by Dort College took some time off of the clock. 2:41 remaining. Here in the first half, handoff to Collins. Collins the ball carrier. Collins picks up three on the play. That will set up a second down and long. Second and long. Well, it looks like the Dort College volleyball team is going to beat Hastings. They're up 23-12 in game number four, set number four of that match. Dort College is going to win it 3-1. Still in at quarterback is T.J. Austin. Austin, back to pass. Austin dumps it off underneath the Collins. Collins dodges a tackler. He's to the 40, to the 30, and spun down at the 30-yard line. Tackle made by Dort College and Joey Lovettier. Lovettier making the stop. Lovettier, one of the leading tacklers for the defenders, leads them in interceptions as well. Lovettier, a 6'2", 175-pounder from San Diego, California. Well, the Dort College volleyball team has gone to Hastings and beat the number two team of the country, 25-12 in set four for the 3-1 win. Austin is brought down. A quarterback sack by the defenders. Wybinga there. Also, Tyson Dahlgren, Till Strobel, and a loss of a couple on the play. And the Concordia Bulldogs call the timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Open Space Park right after this. Hand off left side, and Collins has nowhere to go. Short gain on the play. It's going to be third down. Third down and long. The Concordia Bulldogs with T.J. Austin at the reins right now. He's on in relief of the starting quarterback, Riley Wilfong. Concordia facing third down and 11 at the Dort College 31-yard line. Back to pass, Austin. Austin steps up in the pocket. Pass is complete, and that's a first down. Fingertip snag that time by Concordia's Jared Garcia. Inside the 15, down to the 14. So a 17-yard gain on the play. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs, under a minute to go in this half. Austin back to pass. Pass is complete. Cisneros makes the tackle. Short gain on the play, maybe two or three. I beg your pardon, inside the 10, so a gain of six or seven. It's going to be second down and four, and we've got another timeout on the field. This one's charged to Concordia. 38.1 seconds remaining in the first half. A critical 38.1 seconds coming up. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second down and five for the Bulldogs. Now second down and four. That was a gain of six on the play. Concordia started this drive at their own 43-yard line, split backfield. Back to passes Austin. Austin throws it over the top, and wide open, pass complete. And that's a short touchdown grab for the Concordia Bulldogs and Deshaun Yuri. Yuri, 5'8", 175-pounder, came out of the backfield. Nobody identified him. And Yuri catches it for a 7-yard grab. And Concordia retakes the lead, 13-12 pending the point after. So the point after on the way for Concordia. Jose Garcia with 31.5 seconds left in the half. Trying to give Concordia the lead at 14-12, and he does. 14-12, our score. Concordia leading Dort College in GPAC football action. Concordia, a 57-yard touchdown drive capped by a 70-yard touchdown pass. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Concordia will be kicking off after taking lead back at 14-12. Concordia will be getting the football to start the second half of play. So let's see if Dort College can maybe get a quick strike here. Line drive kick taken by Wybinga. He'll take it at the 5. He's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, to the 32. Where he is finally brought down. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 32-yard line. Wybinga, well, I don't know how many other teams in the country have one of their starting linebackers returning kicks. Wybinga, more of a hybrid, I would say, more of a safety type, but out of necessity plays linebacker for Dort College. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 32. See if the defenders take a shot or two down the field. 23 seconds remaining. Lamley pitches it right side over to Litka. Litka to 35 to the 40, forced out of bounds. After he picks up the first down, that'll stop the clock. So Litka able to run out of bounds and stop the clock. Picks up 10 yards, 17.9 seconds remaining. Another play or two like that, and you can take a shot down the field. Petulia will check into the contest. Jake Dodge will come to the near side and line up on the numbers. Petulia's on the left hash mark in the slot. Short side of the field is occupied by Jason Miller. Dort College at their own 42-yard line. Lamley back to pass. Lamley throws for Miller. Miller snags it on the sideline, and we've got a flag on the play as well. What's that going to be? It's at the 40-yard line. Are they going to call Miller for a push-off? That's my question. Waiting for the indication from the official. Dort College will decline the holding penalty. And the defenders have it. First down and 10 at the Concordia 40 with 13 seconds remaining. Now you can take a shot down the field. 10 seconds, now 9. Dort College will call a timeout. So they restart the clock after the penalty. Dort College didn't have a play in at the time, or they didn't have the right personnel. And now with 7 seconds left, Dort College maybe has time for one play down the field. With 7 seconds remaining, today's broadcast made possible by in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886 by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. 7 seconds remaining, Dort College at the Concordia 40. Defenders trailing 14-12. 7 seconds to halftime. Lamley steps up in the pocket. Pass incomplete, intended for Miller. He comes down awkwardly. Pass falls incomplete. 3 seconds remaining. Dort College still had one timeout remaining. Could have used it there if they make the catch. Would have had a very manageable play from the 20. Now they're still at the 40 and 3 seconds remaining. And in effect, this will be the last play of the first half. Mendrone again comes in for Dort College. He'll line up on the far side. Well, now you're going to line everyone up on the near side. Beg your pardon. Mendrone again. Miller. And Dodge are all on the left side of the field. Litka's in the backfield. Lamley's going to roll left. Lamley sets, throws towards the end zone, up for grabs, into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College! Jason Miller gets in behind the defense. He makes that grab in stride, surveying the field for penalty flags. There are none, and the Dort College defenders end the half with a 40-yard completion from Lamley to Miller. Jason Miller with the touchdown snag in the end zone and one of the easier catches Jason Miller has had to make this season. None more dramatic, though. Miller with his 10th touchdown grab, his 11th scored, as he had one earlier today as well on a reverse. And with no time on the clock, the final play of the first half, and the Dort College Defenders will go into the locker room leading. They'll go for two. Lamley sends a man in motion, back to pass, passes towards Miller. Miller in the end zone, incomplete. And the Concordia Bulldogs have thwarted every Dort College two-point conversion thus far today. The Dort College Defenders, a 40-yard touchdown pass. Lamley to Miller. And the Dort College Defenders lead it 18-14 at the break. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR.
This production of Dort College Defender Athletics on KDCR made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 701-239-5064. The Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless, dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com, their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, modern, and friendly dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Ploym Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generate scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concession stand at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. Back with more after this.
We're at halftime, Dort College leading Concordia. Wild finish to that first half of play. Let's tell you about it. First of all, the scoring recap. Dort College scored first. 16-play, 75-yard drive, 7:44 off of the clock. Jason Miller, 2-yard run on a reverse. 6-0, Dort College led after the two-point conversion failed. Bryce Collins then a 1-yard touchdown run. Point after was good. 11-play, 68 yards. Concordia led 7-6. Brock Lamley had a 38-yard touchdown run. With 9:56 left to go in the first half, that capped a 9-play, 73-yard drive, giving Dort College a 12-7 lead. Concordia then put together a 9-play, 57-yard drive. T.J. Austin passed to Deshaun Urey for a 14-12 lead, and it looked like Concordia would lead at halftime. But Dort College got a good return by Garrett Wybinga. Picked up a couple of first downs. And then it was Lamley completing a pass to Jason Miller in the end zone for 40 yards as time expired. Four plays, 68 yards. North College holds a four-point lead, 18-14. North College has not converted a two-point try yet this afternoon. They are 0-4-3. Team statistics thus far, North College, 127 yards on 27 carries, 112 yards passing on 7 of 13. Concordia, 19 rushes for 95 yards. Concordia, 9 of 12 passing for 85 yards. All total, North College, 239 on 40 plays. Concordia, 180 on 31 plays. Time of possession, North College just over 17, Concordia just under 13. Individually, North College led by Brock Lamley's 54 yards on the ground on four carries. Bryce Litka, 12 for 36. Levi Schoenhoven, 7 for 20. Jason Miller, a couple of the reverses, 2 for 10. Concordia, Bryce Collins, 13 carries for 74 yards, a long of 18, and a touchdown. T.J. Austin, 5 of 6 passing, 53 yards. Riley Wilfong, 4 of 6 passing for 32 yards. Jason Miller, a 200-yard pass-catching performance last weekend. 93 yards through the first half on 4 catches this weekend. Jake Dodge, 2 catches for 24 yards. Jared Garcia has 3 catches for 33. Bryce Collins has 2 catches for 17. Josiah Cody, 6 solo tackles for the defenders. Joey Lovettier, 4. Till Strobel, 2. Daniel Brown, 2. Matt Keener has 6 solo tackles for the Bulldogs. Michael Hendlin has 5 solo tackles as well for Concordia. North College leads at the break, 18-14. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is North College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll be checking in with Christian Zylstra. He conducted an interview earlier this week. We'll check in with him right after this.
Welcome into your halftime interview. You're listening to Dort College Football here on the Dort Athletics page and on KDCR 88.5 FM. I'm Christian Zylstra. But it's halftime between Concordia and Dort College. Have a chance to sit down here with the head football coach of the Dort College Defenders, Joel Penner. And Coach Penner, it's senior day. There are 13 guys, 13 seniors on your roster. What have those guys meant to you as a program? I know it's your first year as the head football coach of the Dort College Defenders, but you couldn't have done it without this leadership, without this group of guys already set. What have they done to help really propel this program in the right direction? What have they done to help push the team forward in terms of establishing an industry standard football program?
You're going to get me emotional if you get me talking about the seniors. A couple of our seniors had an opportunity to graduate last year and just call it quits and forego their last year of eligibility. And I have guys who made sacrifices to come back and play one more year. And I'll never forget the sacrifice they made to buy into, you know, a new coaching staff, new systems, new everything, and invest one more season. And so I'm deeply appreciative of those guys. You know, and then the other seniors, it is so tough to go through a coaching transition. I've seen it in my career a number of times, and it puts a lot of stress, especially on upperclassmen, you know. And so they had a choice whether to embrace me and our coaches or, you know, to kind of hold out for, hey, this is my last year, kind of keep it about me and just get through. And, man, I just tell you what, they just poured themselves into what we're doing, and they became a part of it. And I know I've only coached these guys for one season, but it's like we're bonded and we're I love these guys, and I love the way they fought this year. They've really been well. Let me say it this way: I've heard about a lot of programs where the coach who came in had really no chance on the field until it was just his recruits on the team, and they really needed the past regime players to graduate, transfer, leave the program before the program was able to flourish. And you know, I kind of expected maybe that would be the case with this group before I knew them. the most, you know, I guess total opposite thing has happened. They've bought in as though they've been here 4 years. It feels as though they've been here 4 years with me. And they've left a deep legacy. And I think, given our movement towards industry standard football, a huge kickstart in the right direction. So I credit the seniors for the progress this year, for the leadership, for them buying in, and I'll never forget what they did to help this program this year.
That'll do it for your halftime interview here. You're listening to Dort College Football on the Dort Athletics page and on KDCR 88.5 FM. Again, thank you to the 13 seniors for all the hard work and effort you've put in and suiting up for the Dort College Football program for the past several years. I want to thank you for your effort in helping the program push forward into a positive direction.
It's been a full day already on the Dort College campus in terms of athletics. Women's cross country finishes second today at the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championships. Morningside won it with 56 points. Dort College, 59. Hastings third with 67. Just got off the phone with Coach Nate Wolf, and mixed emotions. The women had a couple of runners that struggled, and that isn't the case. Run what they normally do during the season, you probably have a little different outcome. Instead, Dort College's run of championships ends at 4 this season. They end up as a runner-up on the women's side. For the men, they finished second as well. Northwestern won it with 34. Dort College was 69. Morningside was third with 80. The defenders were led by Caleb Drake with a second-place finish. Nick Vanderkoy ran 7th. Sam Wensink and Adam Daney were 16th and 17th, respectively. Stephen Kelly was 27th. Skylar Malenke ran 39th. On the women's side, Anishane Knevabard was the first runner across for the defenders in 7th. Julie Boss and Erica Dalma, 10th and 11th, respectively. Audrey Brooks finished 13th. Aaron Banstra was 18th. Kelsey Lewis, 21st. Justine Van Zee was 24th. Full results are already posted on our website. Nothing fancy. We slammed them up there so that you could take a look at them if you had to get your cross-country fix this afternoon. Dort College women's volleyball team victorious earlier today as well. They knock off Hastings 3-1. Set scores 25-21 for Hastings. And then the defenders come roaring back, 25-19, 25-21, and 25-12. Looks to me like Hastings gave up in set number 4. Brooke Granster led the way for the defenders with 16 kills, a 286 kill efficiency. Emma Altena, a solid 13 kills. Julie Lindberg added 9. Haley Moss had 10. Jamie Gasing put up 46 assists for the defenders. She also got to 16 digs. Aubrey Drake had 11. And Jill Scouten also had 11 digs for the defenders. Dort College improves to 21-6 this season. 13-3 is how they finish in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. One game behind Hastings, and in all likelihood, one game behind Midland in terms of the win column. If Midland defeats Briarcliff in Sioux City this afternoon, they will go into a tie with the Hastings College Broncos for first place. Dort College is locked into the third seed now, and it remains to be seen what that tiebreaker is between first and second, between Midland and Hastings. I would say right now it looks very likely that we're looking at a two-way tie for the conference title, and Dort College will be hosting a volleyball match in the quarterfinals on Tuesday and will in all likelihood be going on the road on Thursday of next week in the semifinals and in all likelihood back to Hastings or to Midland. All depends on who gets the number one and number two seed, respectively. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second half right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Jeff Papke on to kick for the Dort College defenders. Dort College leading 18-14. Boy, you'd like to have one of those two-point conversions back. Papke, a towering kick, taken inside the 5-yard line to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, and finally brought down at the 32-yard line. Concordia will set up shop at their own 32-yard line. That return by Concordia's Jordan Slough. And Concordia will have it first down and 10. And they're going to mark it at the 33. That's where they will set up shop. Well, with the busyness of halftime and doing some updating to make sure the Dort College website was up to date, did not get a chance to track down GPAC football scores. I'll do my best through the course of this half to see if we can get things updated. First half was any indication. I'll probably have some breaks in between scores to get caught up. Concordia's pass back in at quarterback is number 17, Wilfong. Pass was broken up by Wybinga. Justin Banks also there for the Dort College defense. Concordia really locked in on Jared Garcia that time. Looking for Garcia. It's going to be second down and 10. Second down and 10. They hand it off, and Collins, the ball carrier, Collins to the 40, cuts it back to the 50, and dragged down from behind by Strobel. It'll be Concordia football in Dort College territory at the 48-yard line and a first down for Concordia. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs at the 48. Boy, you'd love to see Dort College force a turnover here. Turn and hand it off. Running back. Not sure if that was Collins or not. It was. Gained 6 on the play. Run support that time by Ari Hoekstra. Safety for the defenders coming up to make the stop. Gains 4 on the play. It's going to be second down and 6. Second down and 6 yards to go. Concordia trailing 18-14. With a football in Dort College territory at the 44-yard line. Handoff to Collins. Delayed handoff. And Collins out near the first down marker. Looks like he got it. He's to the 43-yard line. He's been the workhorse for Concordia so far. Tebby Angelifac comes off of the field laboring. He's been dealing with a few dings all year long. The only time you get healthy is when the year is finally over. Dort College wrapping up the regular season 1 week from today. Concordia football in Dort College territory at the 38-yard line. Four down linemen for the defenders. Wilfong, the quarterback, as Collins fakes the handoff to Collins, drops back to pass. Pass is complete to the 20. Ryan Cisneros makes the tackle immediately, but that pass completed to Trey Owens, and the Bulldogs have it deep in Dort College territory now. First down and 10 at the 20. Concordia with a football. 13:05 and counting here in the third quarter. Type of game where the team that has the ball last might win this. Tight end set to the left, actually double tight for Concordia. Handoff to Collins. No, keeping it himself is the quarterback, Wilfong. Wilfong, 3.1 yards per carry. Picks up about 3 yards on that play. It's going to be second down. Second down and long. Second down and relatively long. Second and 6. Wilfong sends a man in motion. Fakes the handoff. Keeps it himself. He's to the 15 and dragged down at the 11-yard line. Short of the first down by less than a yard. It's going to be third down. Nothing fancy that time by the Bulldogs. Collins just more of a decoy right now. Wilfong, the ball carrier. Wilfong's called his own number the last couple of plays. Third down and short. Collins is stationed behind Wilfong. Concordia changing the play. Three down linemen for the defenders. They hand it off to Collins. Collins, the ball carry. Collins stops short of the first down marker. And the first person through for the defenders making the stop. We'll see who gets up off of the bottom of the pile. Watson and also Dan Brown on the tackle of Collins. Tevi Angelifac back into the game. Curtis Emery will check out. Fourth down and a couple. Loss of one on the play for Collins, and now it's fourth down for the Bulldogs. 11:09 remaining in this third quarter. Fourth down conversion try here for the Bulldogs. They hand it off to Collins. Collins has the first down and more. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Collins. A 12-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs. And Collins silences the Dort College crowd. Gives Concordia a 20-18 lead, pending the point after. So Concordia answers the Dort College touchdown at the end of the first half with a touchdown to open up the second half. Jose Garcia is now on to try the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights, and the Concordia Bulldogs lead it 21-18. Both teams have scored three touchdowns. Concordia has converted their 3 1-point tries. Dort College has yet to convert a 2-point conversion. We go to a change of possession coming up. Kickoff right after this. Concordia Bulldogs will be kicking off after a 68-yard touchdown drive, capped by Bryce Collins. 12-yard touchdown run on fourth down and two. Marcus Whipper lets this line drive go over his head, out of bounds. Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25. While I'm trading messages with the sports information directors at Midland and Hastings, trying to sort out what the tiebreaker is if Midland and Hastings do indeed end up tied. Right now they're in a tie. And the indications are those gentlemen believe it will be Hastings, number one, via the tiebreaker. And Midland would be number two, Dort College third, Doan fourth. Third and fourth are sealed up after Dort College beat Hastings earlier today. Lamley pitches it to Litka. Litka turns the corner to 30, 35, 40, and marked out of bounds right at the 41-yard line. 16-yard pickup on the play for Litka. Longest run from scrimmage for Litka thus far today. Dort College trying to get him outside. He was able to turn the corner and got to the edge. Ran up the sideline. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 41-yard line, trailing 21-18. 21-18, our score. Hand off to Litka. Litka straight up the middle. Gains a couple on the play. It's going to be second down and 8. Second down and 8 after the 2-yard gain. Today's broadcast made possible in part by Grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Fake the handoff to Litka. Lamley drops back to pass. Pass completed to Miller. Miller beyond midfield to the 40. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 42. So a gain on the play of 15 yards. And Concordia trying to stop the Dort College drive. Dort College now in Concordia territory at the 42. First down and 10 for the defenders. Lamley hands it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka picks up 3 on the play. And you just think Dort College keeps probing with Litka, seeing if he can break one off. You just think sooner or later he's going to get through that initial 3 or 4 yard quagmire and break one. So far he's been unable to do so. Second down and 7, a 3-yard pickup on the play. 9 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Lamley looks to the sideline for the play change. So second down and 7. Back to pass, Lamley. Lamley, pass completed to Miller. Miller gets away from a tackler, brought down at the 30-yard line. It's a gain of 8 on the play. Another first down for the defenders. Dort College has it first down and 10 at their own at the Concordia 31-yard line. Urquidez looks from the sideline. Which way to go? He's on the left side of the line of scrimmage. Litka and Drury are in the backfield. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. And Litka, again, a hard-earned 3 or 4 yards. They've been coming in 3 and 4 yard chunks. Now, Litka has had some ball games where he's carried over 30 times this season. That is not optimal. So a gain of 3 on the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 7. 7:50 and counting. So 2nd down and 7. Brock Lamley hands it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, and Litka again. This time picking up 5 yards. So it goes from 2nd and 7 to 3rd and 2. Dort College with the football inside the 25 at the 24-yard line. They need the 22, 21. 21 would for certain give them a first down. Dort College not running as high tempo this afternoon in terms of their offensive attack, letting the play clock wind down just a little bit. Dort College trailing 21-18. Lamley has Litka behind him. Dort College in all likelihood 4-down territory here. Handed off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, and Litka close to a first down. If they give him the spot on that the linesman has on the far side, it's a first down. And Darren Berg signals that it is a first down for the defender. So Litka, again, they haven't been flashy yards today. They've been inside the tackles, but Bryce Litka, giving Dort College what they need. More of a ball control offense this afternoon. Dort College started this drive at their own 25-yard line a little over 4 minutes ago. Lamley in the pistol. He has Litka behind him. Drury in motion. Back to pass with Lamley. Lamley throwing towards the end zone, and Miller goes up and breaks that one up. It was intended for Miller, but the player with the best chance at it was Martin for Concordia. The cornerback had a pretty clean play on it, but Miller was able to knock it away. And that will bring up 2nd down and 10, and the clock stops. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Back to passes, Lamley. Lamley pass over the middle is nearly picked off. In and out of the hands of LaDontre Gooden for Concordia. Lamley that time locked in on Jason Miller, and I can understand how that happens. You become very accustomed to Miller being the safety blanket, and you throw it up and he goes and gets it. But that time Lamley throws into double coverage. Fortunately for Dort College, that ball drops to the ground incomplete. So 3rd down and 10. Football at the 21. Lamley has Litka behind him. Lamley's going to roll right, running out of room, throws towards the sideline, and the pass is incomplete. Lamley that time threw that to no one in particular. Dangerous pass, and Michael Hedlund very nearly came away with a interception, and Dort College will attempt the field goal. Jeff Papke on to attempt the field goal. Jason Miller will be holding. So Miller, first time we've seen Jason, the holder, this season. For Papke, this will be a 38-yard field goal attempt. So the pass was incomplete. Snap is down. Kick is up. Has the distance. Did he split it? He did. We're tied 21-21. 6:11 left to play on the 38-yard field goal by Jeff Papke. Papke, his second made field goal this season. And Papke, the sophomore from Brookfield, Wisconsin, knocks it through the uprights. And the Dort College Defenders have come back to tie it up 21-21. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Papke puts his foot into it, a towering kick. Drives the return man back inside the 5 to the 3-yard line. He runs it out, breaks a tackle, brought down at the 24-yard line. Ari Hoekstra on the tackle. Hoekstra makes the stop. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Bulldogs. Return that time by Concordia's Jordan Slough, I believe. 5'10", 200-pounder, junior from Donovan, Nebraska. If you've ever been to Hastings, you know where Donovan is. It's a little town right before you get to Hastings, Nebraska. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Englen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Send a man in motion, Concordia. Pass completed to Trey Owens. Trey Owens brought down at the 34-yard line. Beg your pardon, the 36-yard line. Concordia starting this drive at their own 24-yard line. 5:52 left to play in the third quarter. Fast-moving football game compared with some of them that we have had this season. Four down linemen for the defenders. They hand it off to Collins. Collins, the ball carrier. Collins spun down, but not it before he picks up 11 yards on the play. Cody on the stop. Defensively for Dort College, Glenn Thompson, Alex Watson. Is that Tebby and Jellifac? Those are your front three. Till Strobel, Garrett Wybinga, Cody and Brown are your linebackers. Corners, Cisneros and Whipper right now. Pass completed in front of Whipper. That was completed to Concordia's Vincent Beasley. 7-yard pickup on the play. It's second down and three. Second and three. Concordia and Dort College tied up 21-21. 4:50 left to play in the third quarter. Getting down to the end of the third quarter. Difference in the ball game right now. Concordia's converted three-point after tries. Dort College has failed on 3 2-point conversions. Flags on the play. Looked like Concordia had a free play. And if that is indeed against the defense, it'll be a first down for Concordia in Dort College territory already. So first down for the Bulldogs. First down and 10 for Concordia at the 40. First down and 10 for Concordia. Will Fong fakes the handoff to Collins. He's on the run now. Strobel diving for him, unable to get to him. And Tyson Dahlgren makes the tackle after the short gain by Will Fong. It's a gain of 3 on the play. It's going to be second down and 7. Second down and 7. Now second down and 8, just a gain of 2 for Will Fong. Bryce Collins wearing number 23 this afternoon. Had anticipated him wearing number 9, but they say he tore up his jersey a couple of games ago. He gets the call that time. Gain of 3 on the play. It's going to be third down. Third down and 4. Concordia has the football in Dort College territory. We're tied 21-21, 3:40 and counting, third quarter. Concordia Bulldogs trying to extend the drive. Would imagine they're in four down territory here. Will Fong has Collins to his right. Jared Garcia is lined up on the numbers outside. Back to pass is Will Fong. Will Fong dumps it underneath and intended for the tight end Cam Christensen about 5 yards up the field. And Christensen unable to make the catch. Pass wasn't delivered well by Will Fong. And that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and four for the Bulldogs. Last time they were facing fourth down, they got Collins free for a 12-yard touchdown run. So for a better result for the defenders on this one. So fourth down and four. North College football crowd on their feet. Will Fong in the pistol as Collins to his right. Looks to swing it over the right side. Instead, pass it out to Garcia. Garcia got free about 5 yards up the field. Makes the reception. He's down to the 20-yard line. Gain of 14 on the play for Garcia. And a first down for Concordia. Now Concordia wants to go up-tempo. Four down linemen for the defenders. Will Fong looking towards the end zone. Cisneros doesn't see it, and the ball drops to the ground incomplete. Jared Garcia, the intended receiver. Cisneros, if he sees the ball, might have had a play on it. Instead, he was focused on Garcia on his right shoulder. He turns over the left shoulder. He sees the ball and maybe makes an interception. That brings up second down and 10. 2:56 and holding. Concordia with a football in Dort College territory, nearing field goal position. They hand it off to Collins. Collins hesitates, turns it back to the middle of the field, picks up 8 on the play. It's going to be third down and 2. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Pulling Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955, and by People's Insurance, a full-service agency located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Haywarden, and Akron. 2:28 and counting, third quarter. Concordia with a football. Tied up 21-all. Hand off to Collins. He's got the first down and then some east of the 10 and moves the pile forward another yard down to the 9-yard line. It's going to be first down and goal to go for Concordia at the 9-yard line. First down and goal to go at the 9. Concordia methodically working the ball down the field this time, starting at their own 24-yard line. With 4 minutes, 4 minutes ago is when they started this drive. Bryce Collins is to the left of Will Fong. Back to pass. Throw to the end zone. And that pass falls incomplete, leading the receiver too far, intended for Trey Owens. Brings up second down and goal to go from the 9. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. And by Joiner's Ward Dentistry of Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. 21-21 our score. Concordia second down and goal at the Dort College 9. 1:42 remaining in the third quarter. Hand off to Collins. No. Pass over the middle. Complete. Touchdown, Concordia. They fake the handoff to Collins. They pass over the middle instead. Pass is complete. And coming up with a pass reception, that was number 6, Jared Garcia. Had to wait and make certain it was Garcia and not Owens.
Is it Garcia?
And it will be a point after try now for the Bulldogs. Back in front, 27-21, with a point after on the way. Point after by Garcia. He's made 3 already today, and now he's made 4. 28-21, Concordia leads. After the pass completion to Jared Garcia from Will Fong. And the Dort College defenders will get the football back. Each drive has resulted in a score thus far. Concordia with a couple of touchdowns. Dort College with a field goal here in the second half. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Concordia has not allowed Dort College a run back. Well, I believe they've had one run back, and that ended up resulting in Dort College with a football at their own 32. That kick was through the end zone. And special teams coordinator Adam Conway hot about something. And the linesman comes over to converse with the special teams coordinator. There was something Conway saw that he did not like. And now he will retreat to the sideline. Lamley hands it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. And again, Litka, one tackle away from breaking one. He's got a 7-yard pickup on the play all the way out to the 32-yard line. Under, well, 1:22 remaining now in the first, in the third quarter. Concordia leading 28-21 after that touchdown moments ago. See if Door College can keep pace. Lamley fakes the handoff, and he is thrown to the turf. And he might be shaken up. Lamley brought down by Trey Barnes. And Brock Lamley taking a moment to gather himself. Haven't seen Daniel White put the helmet on yet. Looking to the sideline, Dort College taking some time now. 37 seconds left to go in the quarter. Third down and 8 for the defenders, so a loss on the play. Lamley stops, plants, throws. Pass is off the mark intended for Miller, and that's going to bring up fourth down. Fourth down and 8, Dort College will be punting, and that is as short a possession as Dort College has had today. So it started with a 7-yard pickup on the play by Lidka on first down. And then Lamley was thrown to the turf for a loss and an incomplete pass later. Casey Biker is on to punt. Biker gets his foot into it, a high spiraling tick taken by the Bulldogs at their 35-yard line to the 42. And that is where Concordia will start. Jared Garcia on the return. And Concordia gets the football back with 15 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Concordia leading 28-21. Today's broadcast of Dort College Football on KDCR made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron, call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-01. 0-1. Concordia football at their own 43. And new quarterback in for the Bulldogs. They go back to TJ Austin. Austin delivers it to the sideline. Pass is complete to the 35, down to the 32-yard line. Tackle made by Justin Banks after the completion to Garcia. Clock will stop momentarily as they move the chains. Now they signal it back into play. 2 seconds, one, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Our score, Concordia 28, Dort College 21. We head to the fourth quarter right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The numbers through three quarters of play. Bryce Litka, 19 carries for 74 yards, leading Dort College. Bryce Collins, 22 for 143. Dort College has a team, 295 total in terms of offense. Concordia, 343. Both teams have run 54 plays from scrimmage. Dort College has run for 160, passed for 135. Concordia, 175 on the ground, 168 in the air. Hand off to Collins. Collins, the ball carrier. Collins picks up 2 on the play. It's second down and 8. Well, Dort College can ill afford to fall behind by 2 scores here. Gain of 2, second down and 8. Concordia going with their second quarterback, TJ Austin, now. Football's down on the ground. And I am not sure what happened there, if that was a trick play. Ball ended up down on the ground. So a loss of 2. Did not look like Austin was prepared for that snap at all. don't know if it was supposed to be timed out and go to the man in motion on the direct snap, but the ball ends up on the ground, and nobody was set at all. Now Concordia has a third down and 10. Let's see if Dort College can get a defensive stop. Got a little bit of help on that miscue by the Bulldogs. Back to pass is Austin. Austin, pass is caught and complete inside the 20 down to the 19-yard line. Pass was complete to Garcia. Looked like Cisneros had a play on it, just unable to knock it down. And that brings up first down and 10 inside the Dort College 20 at the 19-yard line. 12:38 and counting, fourth quarter. So the clock becomes an enemy. First down and 10, handoff to Collins. Collins caught from behind. Brown makes the tackle. That's Dan Brown. Came in with 20 solo tackles, did Brown. He wears number 57. He's 6'1", 220-pounder from Big Rock, Illinois. Second down and 11 on the way. So second down and 11. Austin, the quarterback. Austin back to pass. Pass is complete to the 15 and to the 10 and brought down. Concordia receiver. It's Deshaun Urey. Urey already with a touchdown catch to his credit. And now we've got the play clock being reset. So Concordia with the football. Facing third down and 2 at the Dort College 12. They get inside the 10. They likely have a first down. Fake the handoff. Austin keeps it himself. He's inside the 10. Down to the 8-yard line, and that's another first down for the Bulldogs. First down and goal to go for Concordia. And Concordia is going to take their time here. They're starting to milk the clock. Taking as much time as possible off of the clock. So first down and 10, first down and goal for Concordia. And the sense of urgency right now, not great for Concordia. They just simply want to score with as little time on the clock as possible. Letting the play clock wind down. Austin takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Collins. Pass into the end zone. Incomplete. Intended for Garcia. Banks was there on the coverage. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It'll be second and goal. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. T.J. Austin, barking signals, hands it off and end around. And not much there that time. And again, it's Dan Brown. Brown makes the tackle on the end around to Trey Owens. And that'll bring up third down and goal to go. Football at the 5-yard line. Third down and goal to go at the 5. 11:25 remaining. Concordia. Looks to the sideline, does Austin. See if Collins is involved here. They do not give it to Collins. Instead, they pass it to the end zone to Garcia. Garcia lunging towards the goal line, and he stops short of the goal line. It'll be fourth down and goal. Fourth down and goal to go. And Concordia now faced with a decision. Try and go up two. Two touchdowns and a personnel change. Josh Davis checks in. He'll line up on the right side. They bring in double tight. Austin, the quarterback. They've got a fullback, a line to Austin's left. They hand it off to Collins. Collins, the ball carrier. Collins into the end zone. A one-yard touchdown run on fourth down and goal. The second time that Collins has scored on fourth down. So Collins with the one-yard touchdown run. And the Bulldogs have now gone up 34-21 with 10:17 remaining in regulation. Jose Garcia on to attempt the point after. He is a perfect 4-for-4 so far from on point after tries. Snap is down. Kick is up. And the kick splits the uprights. Concordia leads by 14, 35-21. Back with more after this. This is North College Football on KDCR. Delay of game. North College will have it at their own 35-yard line. So other than a return by Garrett Wybinga, and now a kick that goes out of bounds, the other kickoffs by Concordia have resulted in touchbacks. First down and 10 for Dort College at their own 35-yard line, 10:17 remaining in regulation. Well, it will take a similar comeback to the one that we saw against the Hastings College Broncos a couple of weeks ago. In that one, similar situation, and it was Bryce Litka that snapped off a 60-yard touchdown run, giving Dort College a jolt of life. Dort College now in an end-around. They try to go to Miller, and this time Concordia's defense sees it coming, and Jason Miller is thrown for a loss. It's going to be a loss of 6 on the play. Second down and 16 on the way. So second down and 16. Dort College led at the half, 18-14. Concordia has outscored Dort College.
The offense over here, Dort fans, come on, man.
In the second half, 21-3. And off to Litka. Litka upended. 1 yard gain on the play for Litka. It's going to be third down and long. Third down and long, and everything that Bryce has gotten today, he has earned. It has been tough going for him this afternoon. Obviously, when you're among the nation's leaders in rushing, you're going to get the full attention of the opponent's defense, and this is a Concordia defense that is allowing just 128 yards per game rushing on average. Rolling left is Lamley. Lamley stops, throws, pass intended for Miller. Miller, circus catch, no, incomplete. Breaking it up, the Concordia safety, Corey Evans. And that will bring up fourth down. Fourth down. And Dort College is forced to punt after the incomplete pass. A drive that takes just 1:12 off of the clock and went back 4 yards. From their initial line of scrimmage. Casey Biker is on now to punt. So from their own 31-yard line, the line of scrimmage, Biker, a booming kick taken by Concordia at the 23-yard line to the 25, and we've got a flag, and this one's probably going to be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. I'm guessing it's either going to be a hold or a block in the back. Checking if there are any other flags on the play. Right now the football is at the 25-yard line. The officials will confer. 8:55 left to play. In regulation, Dort College down a couple scores, and Concordia can all but finish it off here. If they put together a time-consuming drive, Dort College has to get the ball back. Got to get it back and get it back clean quickly. So a block in the back called against the Concordia Bulldogs. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 15-yard line. Defensive alignment for Dort College. You got Emery back in the ballgame along with Alex Watson. Hand off to Collins. Collins, the ball carrier. Collins to the 25-yard line. Close to a first down. So first down on the play for Concordia. 8:44 and counting. Going to watch the clock as closely as anything right here with Dort College trailing 35-21. It was 8 years ago Dort College got their first conference win. That came over the Concordia Bulldogs here in Sioux Center. That was year number one of Dort College football. Hand off to Collins. Collins, the ball carrier, he's gone. He's to the 40. And Ari Hoekstra is going to stop him after the long gain near the 49-yard line. And Collins now chewing up yardage, a 24-yard pickup on the play. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 49. Collins, when all is said and done, is going to have somewhere around 200 yards rushing. 8 minutes remaining in regulation. Reminder, coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, Dort College women's and men's basketball. Women's game will begin at 4 versus Jamestown. Trips receivers to the right. Austin keeps it himself. Gains 7 on the play. And it's going to be second down and 3. Second down and 3. Concordia, nothing fancy right now. TJ Austin, simply a straight-ahead carry for the quarterback. Both teams have 3 timeouts remaining. We're past the midpoint of the fourth quarter of play. So it's second down. Concordia taking their time. Receiver set to the right. One to the left. Tight end is set to the right. Austin keeps it himself. And Austin is brought down. Josiah Cody on the tackle. Short gain on the play. It's going to be third down. Cody and Litka, both named Cosida Academic All-District players earlier this week. Cody, 4.0 GPA, studying engineering, makes that tackle. It's third down now and 2. Third down and 2. Austin taking his time. Now he'll get the snap. Fakes the handoff to Collins. Pass incomplete. Coming out of the backfield was Eric Small, and Small unable to latch onto it. And with a 14-point lead, Concordia, I think, is going to play for field position here and punt. 6:22 remaining in the fourth quarter. Concordia, not a lot to be gained at this point by going for it. You'd rather have Dort College pinned deep in their own territory than give them the opportunity at a relatively short field. Trey Barnes is on to punt. So Barnes on to punt. Barnes gets it. Angles it towards the sideline. Takes a Concordia bounce at the 20. It's down inside the 10 now to the 8-yard line. And the Concordia Bulldogs will take over first. The Concordia Bulldogs will down it. First down and 10 for the defenders inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College football with 6:11 remaining. Concordia looking poised to win this one if they come up with a defensive stop. Dort College needs a big play to get back in this ballgame, trailing by 2 scores. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Brock Lamley is the quarterback. Lamley turns, hands, gives to Litka. Litka, a couple of yards, and that's it. So things have not gotten any easier here for Bryce Litka this afternoon. 3.8 yards per carry. It's well below his season average, right at 6 yards per carry. He's got 76 yards on 20 carries coming into this series. Back to pass is Lamley. Lamley throws over the top, intended for Miller. Miller in double coverage. Pass falls to the ground, incomplete. And that will bring up third down. Bryce Collins with 177 yards for Concordia on 28 carries, 6.3 yards per carry. He's got 3 touchdowns. The defenders currently a game under 500, 4-5 overall, 2-5 of the conference. Concordia, a team that's 5-3 in the overall, 3-3 in the conference. They are facing Hastings next week. Pitch goes left side over to Drury. Drury to the 15, to the 20. And he's got a first down. Drury with a 12-yard pickup on the play. First down and 10 for the Dort College defenders at their own 25-yard line. Dort College is done with conference play after today. Eight-game conference schedule. Need a comeback here to get their third win in conference play. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, and Litka gains two on the play, and Concordia has done a very good job of limiting Bryce Litka this afternoon. Everything Litka has gotten has been very hard-earned. 21 carries for Litka. Defenders trailing 35-21. 4:50 and counting. Lamley looks to the sideline. Might be time for Dort College to take another shot down the field. Player lining up in the slot. That's Drury. They pitch it over to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka gains four on the play. It's going to be third down. Lamley takes a shot at the end of that option pitch. So with 4:25 left to play, Dort College will run a new player in from the sideline. That is Ben Hayes coming in to play tight end. They'll line him up in a slot. Miller is on the near side. Hand off Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka to the 40, to the 45. To midfield, working his way forward, and he's across midfield, and that's the longest run for Dort College so far today by Bryce Litka. That's an 18-yard carry. And the Dort College defenders still in business at the Concordia 48-yard line. So Concordia giving up yards grudgingly, and if nothing else for Concordia, they're looking at the clock and saying, keep the clock moving. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka, second effort, nothing there. It's going to be second down and 9. So Litka, short gain on the play. Defenders facing second down and 9. You put Drury in motion. You hand it off to Drury. No, Lamley keeps it himself, and Lamley's going to be thrown down. He has taken a punishment today, has Brock Lamley. Trey Barnes on the tackle. Dort College is forced to call the timeout. Dort College is facing third down and 12 now. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more. Timeout Dort College, back with
every
more in a
square
moment.
Inch.
Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Point Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955 by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Sioux Center. Rock Valley, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at the Sioux Center location, 722-0101, and by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City, and by Sioux Commercial Sweeping located in Sioux Center. Third down and 12, Dort College in four down territory here due to the timing of the game, so you don't have to get it all back at once. Pass over the middle is intercepted, taken away by the Bulldogs, and that'll as much as do it. Bringing it up to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, and finally brought down inside the 25-yard line. That interception by Concordia's Michael Hedlund, his third interception of the year. And the Bulldogs will effectively put this one away with 2:57 left to play in regulation. So Brock Lamley throws one over the middle. So first down and 10, and now Concordia can run the clock out with a couple of first downs. They lead 35-21. See what they do here. I would imagine it's a handoff to Collins, and it will be. Collins picks up a couple of yards. Now, Dort College can stop the clock with some timeouts, but it's starting to look bleak for the defenders. 2:44 and counting. have to get into a position where you can you force a third down conversion try, then you maybe use a timeout. Second down and 8. So second down and 8 for the Bulldogs. Lining up 8 yards deep is Collins. Collins gets the handoff, and Collins stops short of the first down, well short of the first down, maybe gains 1 on the play. It's going to be third down, and do you use a timeout here? Doesn't look like Dort College will use one. 2 minutes left to go in regulation. Dort College trailing 35-21. Looking to the sideline is the quarterback, Wilfong. Concordia milk on the clock here. 9 seconds, now 8, 7. And Concordia is going to use a timeout facing third down and long. So with 1:34 remaining, Concordia uses a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
All right, Dort fans, let's hear for our defense.
1:34 remaining in this contest. Concordia leading 35-21. Collins, the single setback in the pistol behind Wilfong. They fake the handoff to Collins. Wilfong is going to roll right. He is dragged down from behind. Tyson Dahlgren with the quarterback sack. So Dahlgren with the sack, and now Dort College will use a timeout, and that effectively takes Concordia out of field goal range. This would be a 47-yard field goal try. And decision time now for Vance Winter as Dort College uses a timeout to try and preserve the clock. 35-21 our score, 1:24 remaining. We're going to keep it right here. Earlier today, Dort College cross country, pair of runner-up finishes for the defenders. Women finished second to Morningside by 3. Dort College men finished second to Northwestern. So a pair of second place finishes for the Dort College cross country units. Dort College women's volleyball goes on the road and knocks off number 2 rated Hastings, 3-1. Dort College playing the part of giant killer here in the last couple of weeks. Beat Midland 2 weeks ago. They were then the number 3 team in the country. Dort College upends number 2 Hastings. Lone eyesore the last couple of weeks. Lost to Doan in 5 last weekend. Otherwise, it's been a great finish to the season for the defenders. Concordia is going to go for it here on 4th down and 15. Wilfong barking signals, trying to get the Dort College defense to flinch. They don't. Wilfong takes a shot down the field, and the pass falls incomplete. Pass broken up by Josiah Cody. Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 30 with one timeout remaining. So Dort College used a pair of timeouts. And Dort College will take over now first down and 10 at their own 30, 1:19 remaining. You got to strike, and you got to strike quickly, and then you got to probably kick an onside. Well, you have to kick an onside kick and recover it. First things first, though, you got to score quickly here. Lining up on the near side is Jake Dodge. Far side is Jason Miller. Keep an eye on Miller. I'm sure he'll be running into double coverage from here on out. Pass goes over to Dodge. Dodge makes the grab on the sideline. That's a first down. It'll stop the clock momentarily till they get the football set. 1:15 remaining. Dort College, hurry up to the line of scrimmage. They'll crank the clock back into moving. 1:10 remaining. Back to pass Lamley. Lamley pass over the middle. Incomplete, intended for Drury. And Drury was sandwiched that time between a couple of defensive backs, Michael Hendland and Corey Evans. Able to effectively keep Drury from getting to that pass. Mentioned the Dort College outcomes so far today in cross country and volleyball play. Dort College will be playing basketball against Jamestown later this afternoon. Lamley throws to the far side, intended for Miller. And it's knocked away, incomplete, and we've got a player shaken up for Concordia. 1 minute remaining in this one, and the Concordia Bulldogs have a defensive player shaken up, and that is Trey Barnes. And for Concordia, that is the player you do not want to see shaken up on the defensive side of the football. Obviously, you don't want to see anybody injured, but Trey Barnes, such a big part of what Concordia does defensively. He's a linebacker, also the punter. Got 6 sacks and an interception this season. So 3rd down and 10 for the defenders at their own 47-yard line. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll be going over to the DeWitt Gymnasium for women's basketball. Back to passes, Lamley. Lamley, pass complete to Dodge. Dodge could go. He's to the 40, to the 35, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Dort College. Jake Dodge was able to slip a tackle. He races up the sideline, and the Dort College defenders not dead yet. The Concordia Bulldogs leading 35-27 in Dort College. On to attempt the point after is Jeff Papke. He'll kick it out of the hold of Jason Miller. Well, Dort College trying to make this one interesting. Trying to make it a one-score ball game here, and it is down to one score with a two-point conversion factored in. Papke out of the hold of Miller. Snap is down. Kick is up. Kick is good, and the Dort College defenders trail by 7, 35-28. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing Concordia 35-28 with 52 seconds remaining. And the Dort College defenders, in all likelihood, a onside kick here. Concordia will line 9 players up within 15 yards of the football. They've got 1 man deep. 3 players will align themselves and potentially contact this football on the onside kick. Takes a high hop, and it's fielded by Concordia, and that's going to do it. Concordia makes the play. They knew it was coming. It was just a matter of taking care of business. TJ Austin actually inserted into the ball game, makes the grab near the midfield stripe. And Concordia will take over, and Concordia will be able to move into victory formation with 51.6 seconds remaining. Dort College gives themselves a shot. It was a slim shot. And the Bulldogs are going to come to Sioux Center and survive in Vance Winter's second-to-last game as head coach at Concordia. Snap is taken by Concordia. Dort College will exhaust their final timeout with 49.5 seconds remaining. Timeout on the field. Charge to the Dort College defenders. Back with more after this. Concordia will snap the football one more time. Dort College is out of timeouts. Concordia. Snap goes to Will Fong, and that's going to do it. 6 second difference. Game clock. Play clock. So Concordia will have to snap the football one more time. Dort College powerless to stop the clock at this point. Coming up at the conclusion of today's contest, the Wireless World post-game wrap. For those of you watching the video web stream, we're going to be closing that down in relatively short fashion compared to normal because we need to get the equipment over to the DeWitt Gymnasium for basketball. So that'll be happening shortly. So for those of you who normally enjoy the post-game show via the video webcast, you'll have to slide over to the audio side of things. That link is on our website as well. You can go to kdcr885.com to listen to our post-game wrap. That's our final. Dort College loses to Concordia. Football play this afternoon. Final score, 35-28. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a post-game wrap-up right after this. Dort College defenders come up short in their comeback try. They fall to the Concordia Bulldogs this afternoon by a final score of 35-28. Final numbers looked like this. Let's begin with a scoring summary. Jason Miller had a 2-yard touchdown run to cap a 16-play, 75-yard drive. Dort College led 6-0. That was with 7:16 left to go in the first quarter. 2:51 left to go in the first quarter. Bryce Collins, a 1-yard touchdown run. 11 plays, 68 yards is what it took for Concordia to take the lead at 7-6. Brock Lamley then had a 38-yard touchdown run with 9:56 left to play in the half. That capped a 9-play, 73-yard drive. Dort College led 12-7 after missing the point after try. T.J. Austin completed a pass to Deshaun Urey with 31 seconds left to go in the first half, making it 14-12, Concordia. And then the highlight of the day, Brock Lamley, a 40-yard touchdown pass from to Jason Miller as time expired, capping a 4-play, 68-yard drive. Concordia led at 18-14. Dort College led at 18-14 at halftime. Concordia took the lead for good at 21-18 with 10:57 left to go in the third quarter. Bryce Collins scored his second touchdown of the day on fourth down and 2 from the 11. He went over and 9 plays, 68 yards was the drive. Concordia led 21-18. They never trailed again. Jeff Papke evened it momentarily at 21-21 with a 38-yard field goal. Riley Wolfong completed a pass to Jared Garcia for 9 yards to make it 28-21 Concordia, and then Concordia got some separation. Bryce Collins, a 1-yard touchdown run to make it 35-21 with 10:17 left to go in the game. Dort College scored late to make it 35-28. Brock Lamley found Jake Dodge, and Dodge slipped a tackle and went 53 yards for the touchdown score, 35-28, with 52 seconds remaining. But Dort College's onside kick attempt was recovered, and the Concordia Bulldogs survive. They take home a 35-28 win over the Dort College defenders. We'll be back with a look at all the numbers from today's football game right after this. Let's take a look at the numbers. First of all, for Dort College as a team, Dort College 44 rushing attempts for 197 yards. 205 passing yards for the defenders, all totaled 402 yards this afternoon against a pretty good Concordia defense. Concordia, 47 rushes for 216 yards, 196 yards passing. 76 plays from scrimmage for Concordia for 412 yards. Time of possession, Concordia right at 31 minutes, Dort College right at 29. Offensively, Bryce Litka goes over 100 yards, 25 carries for 107 yards. Brock Lamley, 6 carries for 46 yards. Levi Schoenhoven, 7 carries for 20 yards. Keithan Drury, 3 for 20. Jason Miller had 6 catches for 116 yards. Jake Dodge, 4 catches for 94 yards. Brock Lamley, 11 of 26 passing, 2 touchdowns and 1 interception for 205 yards. Concordia's Bryce Collins, 30 rushing attempts for 179 yards. T.J. Austin, 6 for 15. Riley Wolfong, 6 for 12. Passing, T.J. Austin, 9 for 12 passing, 105 yards. Riley Wolfong, 9 for 17 for 91 yards. Jared Garcia, 7 receptions for 74 yards. Tackles, Daniel Brown, 10 solo tackles for the defenders. Josiah Cody, 8 and 2. Joey Lovettier, 6 and 2. For the Concordia Bulldogs, Matt Keener, 8 solos to assist. Michael Headland, 8 and 1. Ron Jackson, 6 and 2. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a final word from Open Space Park. And we'll be sending you over shortly to the DeWitt Gymnasium. Derek DeVries standing by with the call of the women's basketball game. We'll get to that in just a moment. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Great Plains Athletic Conference scoreboard for today. football. Doan over Northwestern, 24-12. These are either complete or near completion, and that's really the only game that is anywhere in doubt. Dakota Wesleyan defeating Briarcliff 54-18. Morningside over Hastings 62-3. The game you just heard, Concordia defeats Dort College 35-28. Next week, Briarcliff is at Doan. Dakota Wesleyan's at Midland. Hastings is at Concordia. Northwestern's at Morningside. Dort is at Trinity Bible. Dort College cross country. A couple of the runner-up finishes today at the GPAC Championships. Women finished second to Morningside. The men finished second to Northwestern. Dort College volleyball victorious over Hastings. 3-1. Dort College football loses to Concordia 35-28. Hockey is set to begin in about 25 minutes here at the Vernon Arena. And the Dort College basketball team's getting set for Jamestown this afternoon. Dort College facing the Jamestown Jimmy women's basketball team at 4 o'clock. And the men's game will follow at about 6. Speaking of basketball, we turn it over now to Derek DeVries. He is seated courtside at the DeWitt Gymnasium as he gets set for Dort College versus Jamestown in women's non-conference basketball play. Derek DeVries, take it away.